Welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Church podcast. We pray that this message will help you in your walk with Christ. The title of Dr. Dorch's sermon is We Belong Here. The big idea today is that when we have a relationship with Jesus, it inevitably connects us to other believers with a deep sense of belonging.
Well, thank you for your presence this morning. As you have your Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And we're going to look at why church matters in terms of connection. Last Sunday, we talked about caring. Church is a place where people care for one another, bear one another's burdens. Church is a place where we care for those whom God invites into our lives. It's also a place where we connect with others. You're here this morning because you feel the need to belong to God and to connect with other people who belong to God in the same way as you do. We're also a community of faith that should be open to others whom God will send our way so that we are anxious to help them connect with Christ and with us. And so as we think along these lines, hear this word from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the 27th verse of the 12th chapter, where Paul says, "Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." May God add his blessings to this, the reading of his word. The other day I was driving down I-65 going southbound, and as I was driving along, I could not help but notice the billboards that are all along the interstate. You've seen these billboards. There are billboards for fast food restaurants because people traveling down the interstate get hungry and they want to know where they can stop and get something to eat. There are billboards that advertise gas stations, rest stops where people can get off the interstate, make sure they have enough gas to get to their destination. There are billboards for personal injury attorneys. I would think that along the way people might have accidents, and so who is someone that I can bring alongside me, some legal counsel to help me in this calamitous times? The one billboard I noticed, I have to admit, was a billboard that was put up by my alma mater, the University of Montevallo. So I felt a sense of pride whenever I saw a billboard for that small liberal arts college. The billboard is framed in purple with big gold letters. Smiling student who's on the billboard, obviously elated to be a part of the Falcon community, the Falcon Nation. There is such a thing, by the way. Those big gold letters, purple and gold being the school colors, pronounced to everyone who would see it these three words: you belong here. You belong here. And as I thought about that billboard and that slogan, my first thought was, whoever came up with that line really deserves a big fat raise. Because that billboard appeals to prospective students in at least two ways. One way, not as good in my estimation as the other. The first appeal is kind of an admonition, a warning that you need to be careful about the choice that you make for a college experience, because you could make the wrong choice. And you might end up at a place that's not in your best interest. But Montevallo can be a place that is a good place for you, because this is where you belong. You belong here. You don't belong at that other school. Now, the reason I say that, I don't think that's the best approach to take, is because we're living in this anti-authoritarian climate. If you want to turn people off, tell people what to do. You belong here. No, I don't. Don't tell me where I belong. I'll go where I please. preaching to the choir here. So that sense in which the billboard appeals to prospective students, I really didn't resonate with that approach. But the second appeal, that was the one that I thought to be the most powerful. This school is a place where you can fit in. This place is a school where you can connect with other people. You can feel a sense of belonging in this place. Some places you go, you might experience those sorts of connections. You may not. But here in this place, we make it a priority to ensure that your experience is one that meets those needs in your life to be a part of something beyond you. And as I continued to drive down the road, the interstate, I thought to myself, that is so smart. That is so ingenious. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe that's a lesson for the church to consider along the way. As we think about how do we comport ourselves to the larger community at Mountain Brook Baptist Church, how do we represent ourselves to others in a day when people are weary of social distancing? I hate that word, don't you? Oh, we got to practice physical distancing. But social distancing? Who came up with that idea? When people are tired of sheltering at home, as so many of you no doubt have become weary of not being able to get out in a day like this, what are the possibilities of a church that could represent itself to the larger community as a place where people can connect, as a place where people, everyone, can truly belong? It's actually a question that the Apostle Paul posed to the church at Corinth in the letter that's before us this morning. 1 Corinthians is a letter in which I have for a long time taken great contentment in reading, because when I think of the challenges that every church faces, in every church, I don't care, you name the church, every church has its own challenges that it has to confront. There is no challenge that a church might face today that wasn't already addressed by Paul's letter to the Corinthians, because that church experienced every single challenge you can think of. Read 1 Corinthians and you wonder, how in the world were those people able to stay together? All of the challenges that they experienced seem to have stemmed from the fact that there were people within the church at Corinth who did not feel as if they belonged, because there were others in the church that made them to feel that way. You look at the first several chapters of 1 Corinthians and you see how the church had already separated into factions and divisions. There were members of the church who were gravitating towards certain personalities who were compelling and who were gifted, and so there were people who were gravitating towards Simon Peter, and people who were gravitating toward Apollos, who was a learned teacher in the early church, some who were gravitating toward Paul himself, and there were some who were saying, "We belong to Jesus." That was a super spiritual crowd. And that spirit of elitism, and we're better than you, and you're not as good as we are, that shows up, it rears its ugly head throughout the letter. And so there was this sense in which people in Corinth we're feeling as if, you know, we can't connect, we can't find our place, we don't feel this sense of belonging that we yearn to know. Have you ever been in a place where you felt like you didn't fit in? Have you ever been in a place where you were given the impression that you don't belong here? In our more honest moments, I think all of us could say, yeah, I've been there, and that's not a pleasant place. I remember the time that I was the new person, and I showed up, and everybody else knew everyone. And they had all these connections and this wealth of social capital, and it was just virtually impossible for me to be able to connect with people. Some of you have been there. Some of you might be anticipating moving into that season of life as you transition to a new school, to a new college, to a new university. Those are challenging times. There are seasons in our lives when we have been around people who just quite frankly have thought that they were better than we were. And it wasn't so much that they were upfront about it. They at least were subtle about it, but you got the impression that they didn't think that you rose to their level for whatever reason. You didn't make enough money, or you didn't have enough education, or you hadn't gone to enough places. The reasons are limitless, but the underlying cause is the same. They just think that they're better than you are, and they want you to know that, and so you are given this feeling like, I don't belong here. And so when we find ourselves in those places, we struggle. So why can't, of all the places in this world, why can't the Church of Jesus Christ be the one place where everyone feels like he or she belongs? Why can't Mountain Brook Baptist Church, in a community where, let me tell you, there are people who are finding it hard to connect, hard to feel as if they fit in, why can't Mountain Brook Baptist Church be the kind of place where when people come through the doors, they receive a welcome and a greeting, and the Spirit of Jesus confirms to their spirit, this is where I belong? Let me tell you why that might be a bit of a challenge, even for a church as devoted as ours, because that's not our default. We see it in Paul's letter to the Corinthians. It's not our default to be open to people who we might see in any way as being different from us. Our default is to gravitate to people who are like us. They look like me. They think like me. They act like me. There was a time in my life when if you told me about a group that was comprised of people who thought alike and looked alike and acted alike, I would say, that's a clique. That's a clique. It's not a church. That's a clique. Nowadays, we kind of gussy it up and we say, well, this is my tribe. And we act as if that makes us feel better, that I got a tribe. The Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, comes up with this very vivid and powerful metaphor. You're not a clique, he says to the Corinthians, although they wouldn't have known what a clique was. He didn't tell them, you're a tribe. They wouldn't have gotten that word either, that image. He says to them, now you are the body of Christ. Not just anybody. He didn't say, hey, you're like a spiritual organism. You're made up with a lot of parts and a lot of members. you're just like a body that's able to function and is coordinated. He didn't say, you're just not any body. He said, you are the body of Christ. And each one of you, I love the King James Version translation. That's how I memorized it. Each one of you is a member of the body. And so in that 12th chapter, he goes into great detail about how some parts of the body can't tell other parts of the body, you're dispensable. We don't need you. In the body of Christ, there are no members who are excluded because we don't have room for you. We already have enough members. So the opportunity to connect with us is closed. Paul doesn't say that at all. He appeals to the Corinthians to be the kind of church as the body of Christ. They're open to one another. They value one another. They make a place for one another. And also for all of those persons whom the Spirit of Jesus will be sending their way. Think about the possibilities for Mountain Brook Baptist Church. If, as what Scripture tells us we are the body of Christ, and each one of us is a part, a member of it. Think of how much more meaningful, inspiring, exhilarating it would be to be a part of a fellowship where people value one another, encourage one another, and celebrate one another, and make room for those whom the Spirit might send our way. Could you be willing to make that commitment today? Would you be willing to be a part of a church where people make a place for one another and for everyone God sends our way? Yes, we're different. We're different. I'm different from you. That doesn't mean I'm better. I'm different from you. You're different from one another. But the one thing that we have in common is God's grace poured out to Jesus Christ. And it is that grace that connects us and moves us to be open to connect others who respond to Jesus' grace as well. I looked at these pieces that Sharon used today. Now, I can remember years ago when our son was a boy, he was obsessed with Legos. These pieces are too big to be called Legos. Legos, you know, those small you know what I'm talking about. Here's something I bet you didn't know. The word Lego comes from two Danish words which mean play well. Play well. And my son, he could take these Lego pieces and he could make things out of them. And he could just spend hours constructing things. He didn't use the instruction. He just came up with these projects in his own mind. One day he came to me with a dilemma. He said, Dad, I got this piece and I'm trying to connect these pieces and I'm running out of places. And how can I connect? Red's my favorite color. How can I connect these? I've got no place else to connect to this red piece. It's what happens when you got no place. You don't need it. You just throw it away. I said, wait a minute, son. Let's don't give up yet. Let's find a peace that has more spaces and can make more connections. Why don't we do that? And when my son came up with another red piece that had more spaces, he was able to build what his heart and his mind dreamed of building. If the experts are correct, and I have no reason to doubt that they are not, we're living at a time when there are lots of folk out there who are finding it hard to find places where they can connect. And what's really strange to me is at the same time we've got this pandemic of loneliness. See, the coronavirus is not the only pandemic that we've been dealing with. It's just one that we're still trying to figure out how to address. There's a more serious virus that's infiltrated our community, and it's the virus of loneliness. There are a lot of people who are hurting and need a place to belong, and they can't find it. And the irony is that all around, and even in our community, there are churches with plenty of physical space, but they lack the emotional bandwidth, the emotional capacity to be able to be open to others who may not look like them and may not think like them and may not act like them, but they just don't have the capacity, they don't have the grace to extend to all of those people who are hurting and yearn to belong. And they don't see the correlation. Do we? When we say we love God, and we live with grace and generosity, what then do we need to do in order to convey to others, we got plenty of space for you? Do we take out a billboard? No. Can't do a billboard in Mountain Brook anyway. And it wouldn't be anything that we would really need to do, even if it were allowed, because God's already done that. God's taken out a billboard. Think about it. 2,000 years ago, on the outskirts of Jerusalem, at a place called Golgotha, Calvary, God gave his only begotten son on a cruel Roman cross as a way of conveying to the entire world, for God so loved the world, everyone in it, you belong here. You belong here. So all we really need to do at Mountain Brook Baptist Church is just recommit ourselves to who God has called us to be, the body of Christ. That's it. Just be the church. Be the church to one another. Value one another. Esteem one another. And be open to those who in due time God will be sending our way. This thing's gonna be over at some point. This coronavirus, this COVID madness. You'll be able to rip off your mask and come to church, and people will be coming to church again. New folk will be coming our way. Many who have been watching us online are yearning for the day when they can come and be a part of a church like this. Will we be ready to receive them and make space for them? Because the word's going to get out. Word's going to get out. That's a church where you can connect. And when they do, even now, let's be ready to receive them and to make sufficient space for them, not merely for ourselves or for the sake of this church, but for Christ's sake, as his body, when that day comes, as we make room for one another, let's also make space for those people the Spirit of Jesus will be sending our way. Thank you for being here today. Every Sunday as we move closer to the fall, we have folk who are coming back, school starting this week, and so a lot of folk have sort of officially ended their summer vacations and are gearing up for the fall, and I anticipate that we'll see more and more folk back. While we practice physical distancing, we certainly want to make sure that we have enough space for everyone. So if you're watching today and you're thinking about returning to gathered worship, trust me when I tell you we're doing everything that we know to make this experience as safe and as meaningful as possible. But the one thing that we need you to do is if you plan to come to gathered worship, let us know and make a reservation so that we can make sure that we are able to accommodate everyone. Many of you did that today. Thank you so much, and always, as always, thank you for following the guidelines that we've put in place so that we can make sure that we're doing it the right way. Somebody gave me this, and when I'm in a bad mood, I turn the mask around like this. And it makes me feel better. I hope it makes other people feel better as well. I hope you feel like you belonged today. Know that you always matter to God. And because of that, would you stand for our closing prayer? And remember, one of the things we ask you to do is to leave row by row. Our ushers will come forward and they'll escort you out row by row, beginning with the back. As you go from this place, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We pray that today's message brought you hope as we continue to love God and live with grace and generosity. Don't forget to check back here for more podcasts. And as always, go out and do the Lord's good work.